Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
Top three story then today. Rebecca's going to let us have that in just a second. And if you got a song suggestion that goes with that story, it's there's no prize. I made it sound like there's a prize.
It's you did. It was leading to
you will win. Win the fact that your song could get played on the radio.
Chris and Scott.
Yes, tell all your friends. Top three is on, and you're welcome to get involved. Let us know what song you think would fit this story. Rebecca.
Good afternoon. This is Laurie...
That's very newsy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. It's 3:38. Here's the news.
This is about a lorry driver from the south of Wales. So he was left with burns on his bottom after using toilet wipes as loo roll. Now, he thought it was a packet of wet wipes, like you get when you change a baby's nappy. Yep. Actually, they weren't. They were flushable toilet wipes, the ones that kill 99% of bacteria.
Oh, no.
And it's left him with a very stinging...
Area.
Luckily, the doctor has said that he will be okay. His girlfriend has just called him very stupid because she thought that he would be able to tell what they were.
He's very clean, though. It's the cleanest bum you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And maybe a bit too clean. Kills 99% of bacteria, apparently. But he was left with a very sore bottom after using the active flushable toilet wipes for a couple of weeks before he realised his mistake.
For a couple of weeks? Sorry, he didn't just use them once. He's been using...
Yeah.
He's been going to the toilet every day going, oh, them wipes are brilliant.
Well, surely the wife would have noticed. Why are we going through packs and packs of toilet
wipes?
Yeah,
she's probably thinking, oh, bless him, he's doing a lot of cleaning.
How gullible.
That is ridiculous.
Okay, we'll have song suggestions on that story. I've got a couple in my head, but I'll save them for you. Top three is on, and we're getting so many good suggestions. If you just tuned in, the top three is a story Rebecca gave us, and we're looking for song suggestions that match the story. Actually, Rebecca, let's have a little catch up on that story. Just give us the basis of it again.
Right, so this is a lorry driver from South Wales who was left with burns on his bottom after using toilet wipes as loo roll.
And you don't mean toilet wipes that you use on children's bums, no.
I don't mean baby wipes that we use to change baby nappies.
Which wipes are you talking about?
I'm talking about active, flushable, kills 99% of bacteria toilet wipes.
Yeah. Wow. Bleach, basically.
Ow.
Pretty much bleach.
You can go to a salon and have that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's saved a few quid, hasn't he? We wouldn't recommend it.
He only realised, it took him a couple of weeks.
This is the bit I'm struggling with.
Right, that's the bit, right, because let me tell you, right, if you wiped your bum with one of those, you would know about it. Mm. You would instantly go, oh, my God, and, you know...
But not if the skin's not broken, you wouldn't. But after a couple of days where it's worn through, then you've got broken skin, then you hit the bleach, then it's ow. I think that's...
Yeah, it was only after developing a nasty rash that this guy looked at the wipes and realised the error of his ways. Oh. His girlfriend, though, really not feeling sorry for him at all. Apparently she burst out laughing and called him stupid.
Well, he is stupid.
Well, he is.
At least they were flushable. I mean,
helping the environment and everything. Yeah.
Any song suggestions on that story, let us know. I think it's the best top three story we've done so far.
Brilliant story.
Which was about the guy that was... He basically used the wrong type of wipes on his bottom. He used the same wipes as he used to clean the toilet. The bleach ones that are flushable.
Yeah.
Took a while to notice, but after a while,
that shocks me.
Bit of a rash and a little bit of burning, little bit of pain, and then realised what the error of his ways.
I mean, I can't believe that it took him that long, but it's a brilliant story, and we've got so many, and I do mean...
We've got quite a lot of first-time texters, I've noticed, as well.
Chris and Scott, first-time texter. For
the first
time. Vicky is a first-time texter, going with Ring of Fire. Keith from Canvey regarding the toilet wipe story. How about Ring of Fire? Johnny Cash, great show from Keith in Canvey. And Aaron, who's a new texter, says, hey lads, my suggestion is also Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash because you can guarantee the outcome. Love the show from Aaron in Loughton.
Chris and Scott, top three.
Now, we would have used that one. We don't play a lot of Johnny Cash. We're trying to cut down on the Johnny Cash on the show. but... We haven't got any Johnny Cash either.
We haven't got it on the system.
So we've got Johnny credit card, but no Johnny Cash. Don't carry any Johnny Cash around with anymore. So unfortunately, we don't have that. But we do have the songs inside the top three on this story. And at number three...
It's good.
It is very good. TLC, No Scrubs. Thank you very much if you suggested that tune. At number two... Artist and title, House of Pain, and Jump Around.
Brilliant.
It's a great song, but at number one...
Chris and Scott's top three.
With the man that used bleachable wipes on his bottom, we think Usher and Burn.
Yeah, he's the only
got
one.
To be the only one. Come home
with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home. This is Radio Essex.
Here's a little fact for you. You love your TikTok, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Did you know Boris Johnson's on TikTok?
No, he's not.
Yeah, it was launched in May. Number 10 Downing Street actually has a TikTok account with Boris Johnson providing the content for the page.
No, please tell me you're
Prime Minister popped up on the platform in a slightly awkward video to announce the launch of the official Downing Street profile. I haven't seen it. What is he? Is it awkward?
It's good. I've got it.
It's good.
Oh, can we hear it in a bit?
Yeah, we can hear it in a bit.
Okay, perfect. Oh, that's good. So he does a TikTok for the first ever TikTok.
Yeah, he does the first ever TikTok. It's called the Number 10 Downing Street TikTok.
Well, he's not going to live there much longer, is he?
No, but this was in May.
Yeah.
But he set it up, but no one knew about it.
Yeah, but so, in all seriousness, is the TikTok going to stay?
Is it a Number 10 Downing Street TikTok or is it a Boris Johnson TikTok?
It's the Number 10 Downing Street.
Ah, right, okay. Oh, you got the thing here. Which one is it? That one there? Oh, wow.
Hi, folks. This is Boris Johnson here, launching the Number 10 TikTok site. And
no.
You won't necessarily catch me dancing on this site, but you will have all sorts of stuff about what we're doing to deliver on our priorities, deliver for you on our agenda of uniting and levelling up our country. And you'll get all sorts of messages.
Why is this good TikTok
content,
that, in a minute, I'm a need a cinnamon arm and a woman to me up.
Facebook, Twitter...
And the Instagram
stuff.
And the Snap.
This is intended to be a place where we can put out messages and behind the scenes insights.
Behind the scenes. Oh, we're having a party. Oh, no, I'm not.
Number 10, TikTok.
TikTok.
Contact tracing.
That's a TikTok.
I can't believe he's not in power anymore. I'm glad I found
you. You're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Have you seen the lad who turned up to... Because everyone's doing proms at the moment. People turn up in limos.
Yeah.
It's
gone very American, hasn't it?
It's very American. Apart from this lad, he turned up to a prom in a tractor with a baby shark horn.
Why?
He set a new benchmark on what it means to turn up to your prom in style by rocking up in a tractor with this horn.
The last note was wrong, wasn't it?
Oh, that's incredible. Posting the results on TikTok, the video shows a car park full of the standard array of cars, limos and stuff, pulling up to the tractor, and then in comes this man. Can you imagine the scene at Tesco Pizzi?
Yeah, he would have been... Well, he's now a legend, isn't he?
It's certainly a way to make an entrance. It's not like nobody didn't know. Did you see him? I didn't see him arrive, no. That's incredible. Nice work.
The
music's taking
me higher. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Taking me higher. Here we go. Radio Essex.
Pink apparently teased new music yesterday on the Twitter.
There you go.
Not my words, the words of my wife. Oh, new Pink music. I was like, wow.
Because I should be listening to
it. No, I like Pink. I just didn't like when I went there having to play it every hour when it for no reason. Because it wasn't even a Stranger Things reason. It was like, why are we playing it again? Well, because we run out of Big Mountain, All Baby I Love You Way, so we need to play Pink now. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. But yeah, Pink, new music coming, which is exciting. Talking of exciting, 8 contenders in the race to become the next PM.
Oh, I know.
After Boris has quit. This is like the guy that became the king of his own pub. This is the same type of thing, but on a bigger scale. They had to submit, it's like a proper job interview. They each had to submit a brief 2-minute video as to why they should be Prime Minister.
This is almost like a Big Brother audition.
It is, you know? Exactly that. This is exactly
this,
what it is.
What, this is what they're doing. It's like trying to get into Love Island or Big Brother, this.
Hello, my name's Richie. I'm from Westminster.
Get ready for Richie. That is his slogan, isn't it?
Today, the eight contenders submit their brief 2-minute video. Can we have a listen to some of them? Let's have a listen to Kemi's one.
The idea, we can simply say efficiency savings, click our heels 3 times and they will materialise. It's for the birds. It is the scale and structure of government that drives the inefficiencies.
Yes, yeah, good.
My government will discard the priorities of Twitter and focus
on the It's literally a Big Brother video. What was Penny's?
If I can compare it to being in the Glastonbury audience where Paul McCartney was playing the set. We indulged all those new tunes, but what we really wanted
was the
good old stuff.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
We all knew the words to.
I like you.
Very good. Yeah, very who's good. That?
Very good, Penny.
Very good, Penny.
So we were wondering whether, Scott, if you were, let's not say Prime Minister of the UK, let's say the Prime Minister of Essex or President of Essex.
Yeah.
Prime Minister of Essex. How would you do, let's say you had to do a 30 second speech.
I could do a 30 minute one.
We really haven't got time. But if you had to do a 30 second speech saying why, Scott, you should be the Prime Minister of Essex, how would that sound? Do you want some time to think about it?
Well, I tell you what I think would be really good.
Yeah.
How long do you get to voice note? 30 seconds.
You can 30 second voice note. Why would we do a voice note? You're here.
Because I don't want you to hear it. I'm going to go into another room.
Yeah.
Do a little performance.
And record your Big Brother type.
My Prime Minister of Essex speech.
Okay.
I think you should do the same, Chris.
Okay.
Tom, get involved. And we're not leaving you out, Essex. Why don't you do it? Why you do it as well?
So 30 seconds. The voice note is on our app. So if you've got the Radio Essex app on your phone, you can click on that and you'll see on the top right, you can send us a voice note. Send us a little 30 second. Rebecca's done one apparently. Can we hear Rebecca from Newsies?
Yeah, do it.
So if I was Prime Minister of Essex, I think first stop would be tax cuts everywhere. We're all struggling with the cost of living crisis. So I think I'd start with petrol. So I wouldn't be driving down the 127 seeing prices that are almost £2 a litre.
Local road knowledge.
I think a 4-day week because we've got loads of coastline in Essex.
Yeah.
And if you live by the coast, you want to spend the weekend on the beach, which would be lovely, and some free ice cream as well. I mean, who doesn't want a free ice cream?
I mean, she's got my vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the 127. She's like me. I'm the same as her, and I like ice cream that's free.
You haven't heard mine yet.
I used to like ice cream.
Doing the ice cream.
Stomach problems. Okay, let's get yours in as well, Essex. Joe Kinch from the Overnight Show's just done one for us as well. Let's have a listen to Joe's why he should be the Prime Minister of Essex.
Hello, it's me, Joe. You probably know me from the Overnight Show or
they're
probably
asleep,
making
Joe.
Tea for Chris and Scott.
Yeah.
Today, though, I'm making my daytime appearance to tell you why I should be the next Prime Minister for Essex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, I think that air conditioning should become a standard for every house, right? We all know that heat in Britain is just automatically worse than in every other country, and we need a good night's sleep even in the summer, right? My other main policy would be to bring in more Taco Bells. There's too many in London and not enough in Essex. I don't think it's fair, personally.
Yeah.
And London have enough restaurants anyway, right?
That's good. See, that's Joe Kinch off of the Overnight
Air
Show.
Air conditioning and Taco Bell. I mean, he's I'm thinking about it.
I'm not going to do a speech. All I'm going to say is A127, 70 miles an hour. Bosh. I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 70 miles an hour instead of 50, 40.
Yeah, average.
Get rid of the potholes, get rid of traffic lights.
I think also what I'll get rid of is the people on the 127 that go past one of the average speed cameras at 50 and then floor it to the next one and then slow down again to do 50 and then go, caught them out.
Get rid of those.
Do you understand the concept of an average speed camera?
They don't know.
So I'd get rid of them as well.
Yeah, good idea.
So that's my speech. You've done your speech.
I don't think it's going to play.
So you, why not?
Because it wouldn't play back on my phone, but we can give it a go.
Hello, Scott here. The reason why I think I should be Prime Minister of Essex is because we've had a really, really rough time and it's been hard. And, you know, Boris didn't get it all wrong, but he got a few things wrong.
Right.
I think we need to get on up when you're down. Take a good look around. It's not much, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We need to keep on moving anyway. You've got the feeling, jump up to the ceiling.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Let's just keep on going, people. So keep on moving.
Keep on moving.
It's a brilliant speech.
What did you expect?
It's a brilliant speech.
And then
when you started talking about Boris and what you got right and wrong, I was like, oh, this is a serious one. And then it was halfway through, I was like, this is a song.
It's going to turn into a song. Although, if I'm honest, what I would do is I reckon I'd get everyone's votes if I just said, I will sort out 75% of the traffic problems with the surface problems and the potholes. I reckon everyone would vote for me.
Yeah, I think it's a vote winner in Essex.
It is.
That would be. What about you? 81400 on the text you've got to write down. If you can do that, that's fine. If you can send us a voice note, that would be even better. And I think then your public will hear you and they hear the sincerity in your voice as well. We're asking you if, like the future PMs are doing at the moment, they're all doing their little two-minute videos as to why they should be the Prime Minister. We're asking you, if you were going to be the Prime Minister for Essex, how would your little 30-second clip of audio sound? Matt gone for this.
If I was Prime Minister of Essex, I'd put the fuel up to £4 a litre just to annoy people. Then I would ice cream be definitely be free from Rossi's. I agree with Rebecca.
Yeah.
Train fares and taxi fares would be free, just put your hand out and they come cool. to you.
Yeah.
I'd put a limit on food. You're only allowed to spend like £100 in like a supermarket or something. I don't know. Just to cause a bit of a stir, you know?
Yeah, that'll work.
Brilliant.
I specifically like the put your hand out and the train turns up.
Yeah.
I think that,
just
that's
put your hand out and it just comes, yeah, it just comes straight to you.
I think, Matt, you can have one of these. I think you could have that.
Yeah, well,
because that was a good one. They've got to do 2-minute videos to be the next PM. How would yours sound? We asked Jack off of the radio. Jack, who's on before us. This is Jack.
Hello, it's Jack here, probably the favourite ginger across Essex right now. And good I start. Would like to put my hat in the ring to become the Prime Minister of Essex. I've lived all over Essex, for one. I've lived in East Essex. I've now lived in West Essex. And I think the first thing we need to address from my experience across the county is Crocs.
Some
Crocs are not the shoes to be wearing outdoors. They are good, comfy shoes for your garden, for doing a little bit of work around the house.
Absolutely.
But in public, I do not want to see them. So vote me in, Jack, to 81400, Essex first, and let's make Essex great again.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, let's make Essex great again.
And you know what? Young Jack had my vote until Aria got involved.
Hi, Chris and Scott. It's Aria here. And if I was Prime Minister, every time someone eats 5 pieces of candy, they'd have to brush their teeth. And I'd make Scott sing at my birthday party.
Excellent.
And Ross and John to come to our house and make us laugh every week. Bye!
We can't perform miracles.
No.
But I think that's a good manifesto. Is that the word?
It's really
a good one.
Really good.
I'd vote for that. Ross and John can come to your house every weekend and make you laugh on the radio.
Contractually, they have to go round to ours next week, don't they?
When you've done singing around there, yeah. Same contract, isn't it?
No, I didn't sign mine.
Aria, thank you very much. My vote is definitely with you at the moment. And in fact, with all the people that are doing messages today for actual Prime Minister job, my vote's still with Aria.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that works
really
well.
She understands politics a little bit better. Come on!
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
People coming up with loads of creative ways to cool off in the heatwave. How many times have you heard people say, oh, it's just too hot? I mean, we've said it a few times, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
But we don't mean to. A fan is all you need. Commuters today thought this in King's Cross. Temperatures already reaching 30. It's the only going to get worse, I reckon. Later on in the week, I think the heat wave alert is now set to go until Tuesday. Severe warnings in place. Network Rail is prepared to introduce speed restrictions to reduce the likelihood of tracks buckling, which will cause more passenger delays as well. But the commuters at King's Cross today were basically queuing. Is there one fan there?
Yeah, they were queuing for this one fan.
That's silly, isn't it?
So the fan was on?
Yeah.
There was a fan and it's
No, Chris, it wasn't.
No,
right.
What they were doing is
they was queuing
I'll
up.
I'll let you do your little joke.
No, they were queuing up to stand by a fan that wasn't on. That was such a Tom thing to say. What happened there?
So I thought it was whether they were trying to buy the fan in a shop and there was only one left.
No.
Or whether they were queuing up for an actual fan that was working and they wanted to stand in front of it for a couple of minutes and then walk off.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that,
it,
is that
it was
actually,
a letter.
Yeah. That's what happened?
Yeah.
But why?
Because they were hot.
It's hot.
So what, King's Cross went, I know what we'll do. We'll put a fan over in the corner. What did they think that was going to achieve?
A queue.
What?
And then someone come out and selling ice cream.
We're the only country in the world, the one that would queue to have a fan on us for a bit. That's ridiculous. You'd be hot standing in the queue. You would get hotter standing in the queue.
You would, yeah. And then someone was coming out going, tickets, please, for the fan.
That's mad. Did that really happen? Have you made that up?
No, I haven't made that up. That's genuinely a thing.
It's ridiculous. But even funnier than
that. Well, at least put two fans out, or three. How many? There must be...
Just be three queues.
There must be millions of people going through that train station. Doesn't seem enough fans to me.
You need more fans.
Yeah, I think so. Right, thank you for that, though, Tom. Good story. We should put one outside. On the beach. Just put a fan out there.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute, yo, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that. Radio Essex.
Millions of us lacking basic kitchen skills, it turns out.
No.
One in five of us. Not one in five, as in not one person in the band five. But one in five of us admit that we can't boil an egg.
Come on. Cool.
We both just looked at Tom exactly the same time, because that would actually be one in three of us. Oh, no, one in four, because you're listening. Scott, me, Tom. One in four of us. Let's go.
I do the egg.
Can you do an egg? You can boil an egg.
It's like frying it.
Yeah.
Like we said the other day.
No.
Like frying it. It's just like frying it. Frying it in water.
Yeah.
In a deep, fat water fryer.
Yeah.
Called a saucepan.
Yeah.
Fill it up with that oil.
He doesn't know the difference between a frying pan.
We did this the other day, didn't we?
The other day, yeah.
Instead of a perfectly cooked egg, a fifth of us admit we end up with the yolks, which are too hard.
You're yoking me.
Boiled to dip. Some people like the yolk being hard.
Some people want a hard-boiled egg or a soft-boiled egg. I mean, it's exactly what it says.
More than a quarter of us also struggled to cook rice, while almost a third say it's easy. Rip off the top, microwave, 2 minutes, box. It's so easy to cook rice.
Right. Obviously, it's easy to cook that rice.
No, it's easy to cook rice.
Yeah, but of course it is. You can't get rice wrong. You can't get pasta wrong. You can't not boil an egg.
You can take pasta out too early. So it's al dente.
You chuck it at the wall, didn't you? If it sticks, that's the... No, I'm not even joking.
Why are you chucking pasta at a wall?
That's why you're always cleaning up in your boxer shorts, because you throw pasta around
are
everywhere.
Are you telling me you don't know that rule?
Well, I don't chuck pasta at the wall, no.
Who does that? You don't do that.
I promise
I
do.
Why, before you throw it at the wall to see if it sticks, why don't you just take a bit and go, that's ready now.
It's a bit hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you throw it at the wall.
I'm telling you, okay, I can guarantee you we'll get people texting saying, yeah.
Next time I come around to your house for Sunday dinner.
We don't eat the bit
you've cooked.
We don't scrape it off the wall.
Next time I come around when you've cooked, not when Kerry's cooked, because she's brilliant at cooking. When you cook, I'm going to pick up the chicken, I'm going to lob it at your nice fresh wall, and if it doesn't stick, I'll go, yeah, chicken's not cooked.
Did I say that you chucked your
chicken's off?
Did I say that you chuck chicken at the wall?
Give me that tiramisu.
You're being facetious. You're being facetious.
Okay.
Listen, I'm telling you now. You get the pasta out.
Yeah.
And you just one bit of pasta and you just chuck it at the wall.
I'm gonna.
If it sticks, no.
The water's off. Water's not cooked.
Hello,
properly.
Hello. Who's this?
Dave in Great Totten.
Yeah. Read it.
Always throw the pasta against the wall to test it.
You're meant to.
No.
If it sticks
to
the
wall. No, you're not. No, you're not. It'll ruin your paintwork for a start.
You don't chuck it at the...
Amanda Pease a pasta chucker as well.
You know the splashback at the back?
Yeah.
You chuck it there.
Just finish watching Doctor Strange, then put the radio on. And just come back to Doctor Strange because you're talking about eggs.
I love that. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. 'Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
Do you remember we talked about in the World Cup the octopus that predicted results in the World Cup?
I do remember that, yeah.
There's a fortune teller now who uses asparagus to predict the future. Oh. I reckon she's got the UK's next Prime Minister down. She reckons that's sorted out. Yeah, because she's using asparagus. Why wouldn't it work?
I mean, asparagus is not even good to cook with, let alone tell who's going to be a Prime Minister.
Jemima Packington, known as Mystic Veg.
Oh, that's genius. Clever. That's genius.
Has correctly predicted previous political events by just throwing spears into the air, spears of asparagus into the air.
I was going to say, not spears.
Not Brittany either, different. The spears of asparagus into the air and interpreting how they land. She foresaw the Brexit campaign with Boris Johnson becoming PM 4 years before he took office. I think a lot of people maybe could have predicted that Boris would one day become a Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Just for the fact he went to Eton. I mean, that, I could have predicted that when he was at Eton, I think.
Yeah.
Prince Philip's death, Harry and Meghan stepping back from the royal family. A lot of those things you could predict, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I think.
Well, you could do. It's like 50-50, isn't it?
It's like, yeah. I think one day that person will die. Oh, got it right.
Oh, look, he's dead.
Jemima, the world's only, I mean, there's not many of these people, she's the only Asparamanca? Is that a word? Is that right. Is that what they're going?
I don't know whether you should try and
I don't think I should
again.
Say that word in the same sentence as Boris Johnson and hope to get it right.
No. I would say, never say that word on the radio again.
The asparagus fortune teller said the asparagus has come up with two front runners for the next Prime Minister. The only, because I've noticed she's predicted Ben Wallace. Who's not in the race anymore. So
this is what I mean. It's like, hang on, Chris, one minute. Yeah, I reckon it might be Richie Sunak.
What did you just throw?
A pen.
And was it pointing towards?
No. It's just because I'm saying what I think and a bit fell off, so I'm thinking it might be Richie Sunak.
She threw the piece of asparagus in the air and it said it's pointing more towards Mr Wallace, who appears to be the Tory choice.
What, they're all standing round? Can they believe it as well? They're going, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
This is the way the 1922 committee are actually going to choose the next Prime Minister. Stand in a circle.
Then they do their video.
Come on then, Mystic Veg. She throws a bit of asparagus up in the air, lands, and they go, Bosh, you're the next Prime Minister.
Yay!
They go, yeah, what Silly. Could possibly go wrong?
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.